John is standing by at the Ponderosa restaurant here in Portland with this morning's Breakfast Club program. John, take it away.
Okay, Rob. This morning we have Connie McDowell with us from the Jay County Hospital. Welcome, Connie.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking a little bit about the health fair coming up April 28th at the, where is it?
At the Jay County High School at the Commons.
Okay. And Connie, the hospital's been doing the health fair for several years. How many years have we been doing this?
The health fair that I helped chair, this is the 15th year for that. My goodness, before that, it had to be at least another 10 years when it was started. We used to have two health fairs, one in the spring and one in the fall. Now we're just having one health fair a year.
I see. So, well, you know, used to be when you thought of a health fair, you thought of going in, picking up a couple brochures, and get your blood pressure taken. This is just a humongous event. As we're talking, there's so many people involved. Let's talk about some of the things that you can get done at the health fair.
Okay, we have lots and lots of things this year. One of the big things that we always have, adults 18 and over can have blood tests done. This is the same as it has been in the past. One test people can have done is a combination complete blood count and blood chemistry, and that will check your cholesterol and your blood sugar and your kidney and liver functions. We do recommend a 12-hour fast for the most accurate results for this. Another test a person can have done is what's called a TSH. That tells about your thyroid function. Diabetics can have a test done called a hemoglobin A1C. This tells how your blood sugar has done over a period of several weeks. Mm-hmm. And men can have a PSA done. That's a test that tells if there are any problems with their prostate. Each one of these tests is only $25. Now, at the health fair, we do not bill insurance. You need to either pay by cash or by check. We don't have any way at the health fair to process credit cards or debit cards. So cash or check, please.
Okay, okay. Now, and that's quite a savings. I know some of these, as we were talking, the $25 barely pays for writing down the information on a piece of paper.
That's true. Even if people have insurance and it pays 80% of your lab tests, that $25 doesn't begin to address your portion of the cost. And with the economy the way it is, many people are on very strict budgets. This is a wonderful service for them. And our local physicians really encourage their patients to come and get these lab tests done. Now, I might say, if people want these results sent to their local physician, there's a place on the form that they fill out that says, you know, send it to this local physician here in town or Dunkirk West Jay Clinic. If they want it sent to a physician outside of our area, you have to bring your complete physician's name and address for us to send it. We can't just send it to Dr. Smith and Muncie, because there may be lots of Dr. Smiths and Muncie.
Okay, okay. Well, what in addition to the blood draws, what about, you have a whole series of screenings here. Let's go down through some of them and talk about what the main uses of them are.
Okay, first of all, you can get your blood pressure checked, and I think everybody understands what blood pressure is for. It's going to tell you how your heart's doing. Some people have problems with their blood pressure being too high. That's a big risk for stroke and heart attack. Our emergency department, I might plug them right now, is having a booth that's going to give you lots of information about that. You can have a finger stick done this year that will tell you right there on the spot what your blood sugar is. That's only for people 18 and over.
Okay.
We're not going to do anything invasive to children. We want them to come and have a good time. There is a vision screening. There's a hearing screening. The other thing that people can do is get the hemocult for blood in the stool. But to do that, you need to pick up a card ahead of time. You can do that starting tomorrow and through the 27th of April. You can get those at CVS, Walgreens here in Portland, at the information desk at the hospital. over in Dunkirk at the West J Clinic, at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, and also at Walmart here in Portland.
Wow.
Another thing that we're having again this year, we hadn't been able to get it for a couple of years, we're going to do the bone density screening, the heel screening for osteoporosis for adults. And then one group is going to do a shoulder screening. I'm not clear on exactly what they're doing. We may have another screening or two there, but I don't have confirmation of anything yet. So there's plenty of things you can get checked out while you're there.
And I know when you say confirmation, just as we went through this morning and talk about the different booths, you said since you put all this together, you've got another vendor coming in too.
Yes. Right now we're up to 64 different vendors with booths inside the commons. That does not count the blood draws. The ambulance is going to be outside, and a big draw, we had a call from Ball Hospital in Muncie, and they said, could we bring our helicopter? And we said, gee, let me think about that for a minute. You know, I think people would like that.
I believe they would. I believe they would.
They're coming, of course, weather permitting and them not being called out on an emergency, they're coming at 9, and they'll be there until 11.
Okay. And again, this is Saturday, April 28th at Jay County High School Commons.
Yes, from 7:30 to 11:30.
And with the exception of the charged things, everything is free.
Yes, it is.
We encourage everybody to come out. We're going to go back to the station and pay a bill or two, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about some of the activities you're going to have available for children and some of the demonstrations that will be available for people to see.
Okay.
But right now, we'll go back to you, Rob.